Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In 1898, an obscure British mystery writer coined the aphorism, "Dead men tell no tales." But now, one deceased Republican official has spoken from the grave, and what a tale it is. Thomas Hofeller was a leading expert in gerrymandering, the art of drawing election districts that favor one party. He died last year, age 75. In his files, his daughter found evidence of a plot to, in effect, gerrymander the 2020 U.S. Census. Hofeller asked the Trump administration to add a question about citizenship. That, he argued, would scare many Hispanics and other immigrants from responding. They tend to be Democrats, and the census will be used to reapportion Congress in 2021. Result? More seats for Republicans. The question was added. A challenge to it is now before the Supreme Court. Republicans have a problem. Their base is getting older, whiter, smaller. Democrats, on the other hand, are proliferating as Hispanics, immigrants, young people, and other minorities grow in numbers. Only by keeping the wrong people from voting can Republicans stay in power. That's why they like gerrymandering, strict ID laws, and inconvenient polling places. Why they dislike mail-in ballots, early voting, automatic registration, anything that makes democracy easy. This can't go on. In 20 years or so, whites in the U.S. will be a minority. Republicans, an even smaller one. Unless... maybe instead of trying to prevent people from voting, Republicans could start making Democrats and independents want to vote for them. That would mean dropping their appeals to racial, class, and religious resentments. It would mean softening policies on climate change, inequality, health care, gun safety, and a few other things that Democrats now monopolize. The Dems would be wise to moderate some of their aims as well, even though they're more secure demographically. It's hard for a party to change its stripes. But Republicans have done that before. Only decades ago, they stood for free trade, civil rights, women's rights, protecting God's green earth. Then the Democrats grabbed those issues and the GOP moved to the right. If Republicans put as much effort into attracting votes as they now do in suppressing them, they might have a great future. So would America's two-party democracy. Otherwise, it is headed for that dark, cold place from which no one tells tales. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.